It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N, the Izzy, recording it down straight from his dad's Izzy.
No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they'll make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you
and me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's amazing.
So great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking moment.
Squizzy Show. What do you need to know about the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because here we go. Some comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. Yeah. Yeah. I like the Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
We like a show. This is the show. Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy, come on, Squizzy. UT crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a song like this? But you don't, because you're just a...
Hey guys, it's Izzy. Back in action after a long hiatus with my good and distant friend, Gene.
I'm here. We're doing a show, episode 24. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
me
excited
too.
About this show. This is going to be a good show.
Definitely.
For you guys.
Lots to talk about. Since it has been a while.
If you're listening right now, which you are.
Of course.
You're going to like this show, because this is a good show. We've got a lot coming out. A lot.
A lot.
A lot of really good material.
So much material.
That we've been working on.
For a while.
For weeks now. Weeks.
Weeks. Gene's been working on some material.
I have.
He recently released that material in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Proceeded to flush it down the drain. He was working on that one for about a day.
In Gene's case,
about an hour.
Mostly comprised of Isaiah's suggestions. That's where those went.
Oh, that's not nice.
I turned that one around.
One of the first things I want to hit on is our recent release of episode 4. Obviously, this is not the real episode 4.
It's a very controversial release, by the way. I was not involved in this decision make.
Right, I did it because Gene was out of the picture for so long with his sickness and all. And I thought something needed to be released, so I released it without posting it on Hacker Media or anything. Just
it's,
straight up it, on the Squizzy
It's really
site.
Not like that. It's not something that we want to advertise.
We didn't think that it was good. I mean, I thought, like, going into it, it was good. The first maybe 45 minutes of the show, but the show's like an hour and a half long. Gene hadn't slept in 48 hours. It was kind of at, I don't know if it was at the beginning of his sickness or what happened. It's just at the end we're talking about disgusting things and
I remember now.
We just didn't feel it was up to par.
It does have a very interesting encore with your dad though, which is good.
The ending, yeah. I mean, it's interesting, and I'm sure will we ever even release it to Acumenia? No?
Probably not.
Okay,
we're gonna let that one be a members.
Yeah.
Only.
Members only episode.
So
good. Sounds good. I can do that.
I can do that too. I can do a lot of things. You know what I can't do?
What's that?
Fly. I've always been sad about that.
Can't fly.
I've always wanted to fly. But, you know, so does everyone.
Yeah, everyone wants. At one point or another, they
really
want to
fly. But you know what I realized? You know, Peter Pan, he's just a boy, right?
Right.
He's just a boy. Now, yeah. Superman can fly. Peter Pan can fly. It's pretty much the main two guys that can fly, right? We would say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Now, Superman is super strong.
Right.
Okay?
And laser eyes.
Exactly. And such.
Right.
Now, Peter Pan is just a normal boy.
Yeah. It's a fantasy boy.
He must be so strong. Because imagine the leg muscle and the abdominal that it takes to hold yourself straight, suspended in the air.
What?
Think about it.
It's magic.
Think about it.
Oh.
Even if someone was holding you by the chest.
What? No.
You would have to hold your legs up. I mean, that would be hard.
A normal person would fly around in the sitting position. Gene, he has pixie dust.
Well,
man.
What does that mean? It means nothing.
Tinkerbell sprinkles the pixie dust, and you think happy thoughts, and you fly.
But
from happiness.
No, the idea. But
your whole body becomes weightless, Gene. It's not like you're only a small portion of your body starts flying and the rest of you is holding on for the ride and you have to, you know, if a small portion in the middle of your spine was flying and the rest of your body is dangling downwards as the top of your back is being pulled off the earth. I mean,
well, I guess that's how I always thought of it. Is one part of you is
you always
flying.
Thought of it wrong.
I guess I did. I don't know, but you know, Superman, I can agree with because he's strong. Peter Pan, I didn't understand,
you don't
and
have
especially
to be strong.
I
he
especially
beats
didn't
Hook.
Understand when Wendy did it. I mean, she's a girl.
You know what I didn't understand? Why Rufio had to die?
Yeah,
we talked about that.
He had to die because he was
four.
He was too arrogant.
He was a
too
he was
proudful.
Cool guy there.
He was cool, but he needed to die. He needed to die.
Yeah, it was sad.
I really wanted Wendy to go back to Neverland in that movie.
The old Wendy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the dude that lost his marbles. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Tweaks? Twigs?
Give me a second. Twiddles?
Twiddly?
Tweel?
Tweedledee?
Hang on. Give me a second. Give me some filler here.
Squid?
No.
All right.
I'm trying to remember the scene with him and the fat kid.
The fat kid?
Yeah, the fat black kid that rolls up into the ball.
He puts his legs next to his head and he rolls. Yeah.
You know, he became a magician.
Wow.
A professional magician. He was on Street Smarts. Saw him.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Anyway.
Hang
on. I
don't
care what his name is. His name was Tweak.
It wasn't Tweak. Toodles.
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 What kind of crap name is that?
It's a bad name.
The scene where he's crawling around on the floor and he's like, you know, Robin Williams is like, what are you looking for? And he looks up and he's like, I've lost my marbles.
Well, the best part is when he opens the door, he's like, it's snowing! Funk.
Yeah. So anyway, episode 4 is bad. And I'm sorry.
You know that movie? I went to see it in theater. When it came out.
Yeah, so did I. Saw it two or three
times.
Yeah,
here's the difference. Is on the way out, my sister, she She smashed my pinky in the car door in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And probably broke it. But, you know, I was in a lot of pain. I was little.
Right. Because, so you're screaming. You
know, I was screaming. And the worst part was my mom lost her keys at the exact same moment.
What?
So I'm crying. My mom can't... She can't find her keys. Everyone's in and out of the movie theater trying to find the keys. You know, and eventually we find them and we go home and I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
But, so...
It's a bad story.
That's a terrible
story. Shouldn't have told it.
It was a good story. I hurt myself in relation to that movie.
Okay.
I hurt myself.
Whatever.
And it was bad. Okay. It was a bad story because I was in pain.
No, right. That's not why it was a bad story. It was a bad story because it was stupid to hear.
No, it wasn't.
It hurt my ears to listen to you say it.
I don't think that that's true. I think that you liked it.
Moving on. I want to move on.
You liked.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, then we're not.
I want to move on. I want to talk about
there's a
comment.
There's
a suggestion. I want to talk about a suggestion.
All right.
Okay,
move on.
From the Squizzy Forum, direct from the Squizzy Forums. We need more posts once again, please.
Moving on.
We are moving on. Starting now, Gene.
Okay. All right.
It's an idea in the sticky thing on the top of the forums says, you know, Squizzy suggestions.
Which we read every single post. We read them. We don't always reply.
Well, there was an interesting one that caught Gene's eye, and he wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about it too, because we've talked about this off the air plenty of times.
Okay.
That is Pirates versus Ninja.
Uh-huh.
I think they put Pirates versus Ninja, which is cooler.
There's more to that battle.
Right. I mean, if you want to determine coolness, you have to figure out who would defeat the other one.
Right.
And not only who would defeat the other one, but who would defeat the other one in the coolest way.
Yeah.
So, here's how it goes, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. First of all, the ninja would have to go onto the pirate ship. It wouldn't be pirates.
Right.
It wouldn't at first be pirates going into a ninja, like a Shaolin village of sorts, until the pirates are seeking revenge and then going. So it would have to start off with a ninja going onto a pirate ship.
Now, I don't think so. I think what would happen is the pirates would dock at the city and cause some trouble. And then the ninjas would stow away onto the ship and, you know, take over that way.
The ninjas would have to either be out for revenge, or the pirates stole an ancient piece of Buddhist treasure.
They would have to.
That they're trying to get back.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So, pirates are on the ninja ship, or ninjas are on the pirate ship.
Right.
Excuse me. And
that would be a feat if a ninja had a ship, though.
Ninja ship.
Ninja ship.
A ninja ship is a ship that has a bunch of ninjas on it hiding. That's what a ninja ship is. So,
doors open.
Hold on. Hey, Elise!
Okay. Alright, well, we tried to call for Elise.
I have to shut the door. Gene, take over for a second.
Alright. And, you know, I think there's a lot here to talk about. In terms of talking, we're going to do it when we talk about
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Gene. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right.
I was just getting to my point there, but, you know, we'll move on.
What happens is the ninjas are stowed away in a box or a
crow's nest. That's much more
ninja-like. But there's already a pirate in the crow's nest. Was the pirate taken out
of
the crow's
nest? Yeah.
Nobody really checks. And the pirates are, like, waiting for the crow's nest guy to be like...
Well, think about it, man. A ninja is completely
land-ho.
Stealth.
Land ho!
Ninja is completely stealth. He crawls right up there, right? And then that is a perfect spot for a ninja to make his next move. Just
cut the guy's neck.
Exactly.
Or, and you know, stab him in the spine,
He can see the entire ship from there.
Right.
He can see
it's time to shut the door because you left it open.
All right.
Anyway, so the ninja would kill the first pirate up top.
Yeah.
And I think the point at which the ninja could be discovered is that that dude up top, you know, he has to say land ho every once in a while. I say land ho. And when the point came to do that, the ninja would be like, Rand ho. And the pirates would look up and be like, Rand? No. That's Chinese talk.
Yeah.
Or people were like, Yar, that be no pirate up thar. Me hearties.
Me hearties.
And at which point the ninja would drop 7 smoke bombs down on the deck. All the drunken pirates in their stupor would wander around, slowly getting mercilessly killed one by one in the back by the, let's say, 2 ninjas. 2 to 3.
We'll give you 2.
I think only 2 would. 2 is enough. They're all blind. And, you know, they're shooting each other. They're stabbing. You know, they're all blind because the smoke bombs have pepper in them, which hurts the eyes.
Right.
You know, and the ninjas are killing all of them. And the ninjas will make it below deck, where they're hidden, where their treasure that they're trying to get back is, or whatever. They'll get their thing. But when they're coming back up, the pirate captain is standing there with his trained parrot. The parrot knows a ninja on sight.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll instantly fly at the ninja and try and peck its eyes out, and, you know, claw and stuff. Of course, the ninjas, you know, depending on their how good they are, probably going to take the parrot out with a shuriken.
Yeah, to the face.
Yeah, easily. Mm-hmm. But the pirate captain's pretty good. He's a trained guy.
Right.
And so he'll have swords and stuff. Do the ninjas have swords?
Here's the thing about ninjas. Once they've lost their element of surprise, they're not... I'd say they're half as effective. You know, a ninja is a stealth assassin. That's what he does. Now, a pirate captain, he is a trained, you know, he has killed many people.
He just jumps into a into a city with 800 people around him.
Wipes them.
Yeah.
Wipes them
bombs.
Completely.
He has bombs and guns.
That he lights and
a hook for a hand.
Which is a weapon.
Which he can use to deflect bullets.
Yes, you can. And I think that at that point, the pirates win. The captain, here's what happens. Here's what happens. If he has a good parrot, he throws the parrot. The parrot flies.
Right.
Owns one ninja in the eye.
Yeah.
Instantly, you're right on that. Then it's a combination of a. He sort of crosses his hands over his belt, and one hand pulls out his pistol.
Musket,
thank you. And in the other hand, his rapier.
Okay.
The rapier goes directly for the one that got pecked in the eye.
Right.
Okay? His parrot may or may not have been sacrificed by now.
Okay.
That's just a part of the pirate life. Rapier, slash. That one's down.
Right.
Musket, boom. Right after that.
Could go one of two ways there. If that ninja that didn't get pecked in the eye had time to go for his, you know, psi and or nunchucks, these guys are trained to deflect bullets.
That's
and or catch them in their teeth.
Which happens.
Yeah. So at this point it's one on one ninja versus cat, a ninja who is now ready with the shuriken with the nunchucks.
Wait, here's something we have to establish first. Does this pirate captain have a hook? Because if he if he has a hook, the dual wielding is going to be hindered.
Okay, he doesn't.
He doesn't have a hook.
One of his hands is just a gun. How does he pull the trigger? okay, he doesn't have a hook.
Okay.
Yet.
But
he's still
will.
Young and agile.
He probably will have a hook at the end of this battle.
Okay,
he'll lose
so
a hand.
The ninja, seeing that the gun is the biggest threat in the situation. He can handle a sword fight. The ninja pulls out his hidden giant shuriken,
which
throws it at full speed, and lops off the hand with the
okay.
with the gun.
Lop. Okay.
So, now it's nunchucks versus rapier, and in my opinion, the rapier will win.
It could be tough, you know, because the nunchuck has that chain in the middle, you know, wrap it around.
The rapier just jabs, you know, one jab with the rapier down. It's not like you have to get hit a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know, and just poke in the eye or leg, arm, wherever really. And that's it. Or the pirate, who is smoking a giant cigar at the time, pulls out his bomb from his boot, which is a fake boot.
Right.
That has a peg leg in it, but a bomb's attached to the bottom that he pulls out.
It's like a cork.
Right, and he lights on his cigar and tosses it at the ninja.
Yeah, no, that works. That works. But I think overall, so we'll say the pirate wins that battle?
The pirate does win.
Okay.
He's lost a hand and he's lost an entire crew.
Which is really not that big of a deal. In fact, it's more of a conversation piece. Being a pirate.
For a pirate captain.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yar, I lost me crew versus some ninja.
Right.
But I killed them both. That's how I lost me hand.
Yeah. See? I mean, it works.
Yeah.
It works. And I think the pirate life is probably overall more exciting.
I like the ninja life better.
Well, you know, the ninja life is good, but it's a very passive existence. You only do something if something happens to you first.
Yeah, you do. It's
and that may or may never happen.
Or you're hired to do something, depending on what type of depending if you're a Shaolin ninja or like a samurai ninja.
Okay.
Samurai are hired to go out and kill people all the time.
That's true.
And they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Killing people, but they're still honorable.
They're not really. I don't think so.
It's still based on honor.
Nah. I mean,
because like if you fail a mission, you have to kill yourself. That kind of sucks.
Oh yeah, that does suck.
That's like Ninja Code.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I will agree with you. I think the pirate life is better because you're out for number one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, something happens you don't like, you can just kill all your buddies in your sleep and just move on to the next port with your newly found ship.
Yeah.
You know.
Mutiny is a big problem in the pirate life.
Yeah, and that's something you don't have to worry about as much in a ninja life. You don't have to worry about your buddies getting up. I mean, yeah, obviously a rival clan can kill you, but, you know, you have guards posted and stuff like that. Whereas, as a pirate,
they're always useless, by the way.
One of your closest friends will just stab you in the back if you have, like, a jewel that he wants.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's ups and downs to both.
But, you know, the women in the pirate life is substantial, and there is no women in the ninja life at all.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, you could have women in the ninja. Some people do. Unless you're Shaolin, samurai have plenty of women. And Japanese women are a lot more submissive than these bar wenches are going to be that the pirates are going
after.
That's
true, but you can only have one.
No, dude, what do you think freaking concubines come from?
All right, here's the thing. We can't assume that we're a special type of ninja, okay? We have to assume that we're a normal, everyday ninja, okay? We have to assume that we're not the superhero ninja of the movie, because statistically, we probably will not be. So we have to assume
that we're the standard drunken slaggard of a pirate, then.
Well, we are.
The majority of pirates
are
drunken slaggards.
I think we are.
Hobo.
What would be wrong with that? It's the hobo life legitimified. Legitimified.
Dude.
What?
I like that word.
Is there a proper use of that?
Elise? Legitimified? Okay.
Elise says yes.
It's definitely legitimified, the situation we're talking about here. If you were in that chair, it'd be over there.
It would be okay.
I have to face you to talk to you.
Is that what it is?
That's why my foot goes on your chair.
Alright. I'm sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
And Isaiah has been...
He wants
no,
to sit on the bed.
The bed is fine. But, you know, Isaiah put his foot on the bed.
So, ninjas or pirates? I mean,
it's a
to
pirate.
To me...
Pirate's life
I like the hard training ninja. Like, okay, first, I like Shaolin ninjas.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have the women, but you're made out of steel, almost.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can break rocks with your fists and do all this cool stuff. So I would say ninjas are by far stronger and more cunning and more stealthy and cool. You know, almost the definition of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And pirates are rape, pillage, do whatever they want. You know, get the money, get the women by force. You know, you don't have to bathe.
Right.
It's an option as a pirate. There's no cleanliness. You don't have to worry about it, which is also cool for a guy.
Right. It's a perk for a while.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
I have to figure out, really, how to crossbreed them.
Yeah. Ninja pirate.
How to rebel from your ninja clan and join a squad of pirates.
Right.
Kill them all.
What it is...
And then command the ship.
Like Naruto. Like Zabuza.
Mm.
He was part of a ninja clan, but his whole ninja clan got wiped out, and he got ticked off, so he just started killing everybody.
Right.
And he became a bad guy. Ninja. Mm. That's probably the best way to go. Pirate ninja.
I don't know, because, you know, in that lifestyle, you've trained yourself to think one way, and then you defy it.
Right.
You gotta hate yourself at that point. So you have nothing else. Now, you know, as a pirate lifestyle, that's an ideal that you hold on to.
Right.
If you abandon your ninja ideal, then you're nothing. But
you're still trained.
You're not. I'm saying that there's too much focus on the mental aspects of being a ninja to just walk away and be a bad ninja and still have a productive life.
There are plenty of bad ninjas. Ninjas can become bad.
They all die.
They get killed by the good ninjas eventually, but they kill a lot of bad ninjas. Kill a lot of good ninjas before they get killed. Bad ninjas are by far deadlier than a good ninja.
Overall.
As bad as by far deadlier than good in general.
Yeah.
You know, except for in the case of Pakistani people. What is that?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
On
we have
the
to
air.
Do this. Elise is going to her new college. And if you've been listening for a while, we probably explained how Elise hates people in general. She hates people. She's dreading going to college because more than likely she's not going to get along with her roommates, no matter how cool they are. She just doesn't like people.
There is no chance.
And Elise, being a Christian herself, you know, and you know, likewise me, but very lax, she doesn't like Christians.
Who does?
In general. Like, overzealous.
Point.
So what we're going to do, she just got this letter, and she said, oh, God, we're going to read it to you. Okay, here we go. Hey, guys, ! My name is Lindsay, and I just got my letter from UT Tyler about our apartment. I'm really excited and nervous about moving off on my own. I live in Temple. If you don't know where that is, it's about 3 hours from Tyler. I lived here my whole life, so it'll be quite a change for me. Blah, 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 graduate high school. There are about 67 in my class. Small town chick. Very ready for a change. Uh-oh. Very small town chick. Here we go. But I'm very ready for a change to finally get out of this town.
Uh-oh.
But I am sad to leave my family and friends. I am also excited about making new ones. This probably sounds really corny. I'm really not. I just thought it would be nice to know where we're coming from, so a little about what I like. I am a Christian, and I love God very much. I was active in FCA in high school.
What is FCA?
Fellowship Christian Alliance.
Okay.
So she's Baptist. Oh, she's not Baptist. Get involved at UT. I'm interested in Get involved at UT. I'm also interested in Baptist student ministries, although I'm not Baptists. I'm actually non-denominational. That's good. I mean, it's a sign, but we're going to get back to this, bet I'm very ready to a change thing.
Right.
I'm in love with Johnny Depp. I played basketball and tennis in high school, but I'm not good enough in college. Still love to play just for fun. I like to do anything fun outside. It's good. Elise doesn't like to do anything outside. I work at the city library, which probably makes you sound really boring or really old, but don't worry, I'm only 18. So that is a little about me. Hope you all write me, blah, blah, blah. Her name is Lindsay. That's it. Okay. Now, there's a couple good things.
This has the potential to go a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. Now, this is a small town chick who might very well be insane. When she gets into college, she might be the, you know, she's not going to wear a top. You know, she's going to be naked all the time.
Uh-huh.
And drunk.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, she might be all right.
Well, you know, she's ready for a change.
Right. Getting out of a small town, going to college.
Right.
Woo!
But there is that, you know, that Baptist thing that it bothers me a little.
Christian girls can be the worst.
They can. They can be the worst, but, you know, I don't know. This merits investigation.
She could be all right, from what it sounds like.
She works in a library.
Athletic library. But, you know, once again, if she's the type that's going to go, like, head explosion, college crazy.
That's not what I got from the email.
No, let me tell you something about Elise.
Okay.
Elise automatically assumes that every person in the world
sucks.
Sucks.
Why? Tell them the Harding
story. Okay, because at her last...
I think we talked about...
Briefly, at her last college, all three of her roommates cut themselves and did drugs. Like, and this was a extremely Christian university, like probably one of the most out there. So she went to a college university where the girls were insane.
Okay.
Now she's going to a regular one. I'm thinking it's going to be better. The downside is she's going to have three roommates.
That's a lot.
It's a potential for disaster.
That's a lot.
I think four girls living together, period, outside
it's
of college,
it's
or
a
anything
bad idea.
Is horrible.
It's a bad idea.
Because girls have too much going on in their lives to ever, ever live with more than one person. Even sometimes with one person, it's too much.
I'm looking at it as the potential for hate, anger, arguments, yelling, tampon
slobs.
Misappropriation.
Apparently, from what Elise is telling me, they have all these rules at the college apartments because so many of the girls there are slobs. Like, they can't have fish. Because apparently, some girl had some fish that died, and she put the bowl with fish in the sink that was also covered in dirty dishes and left it for weeks, and some kind of rare form of bacteria started growing in the dead fish tank.
Good.
So to me, this is weird. I would picture a girl's dorm
being pretty
nice.
Did she not get
the
science award? I mean, that's the way I would have approached it.
I would picture a girl's dorm being very, you know, nice.
Clean.
Clean for the most part. You know, they have underwear parties.
At least
section,
every other Saturday.
Yeah.
Underwear parties are good.
Yeah.
They're good. I would like to be when one of them is there.
So, if that ever happens, you know, me and Jane will be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For support. Help Elise.
We're going to make sure that things don't get out of hand.
Yeah. I want to know what Elise is writing. Hey there, Lindsay. My name is Elise Adams. It says Aaron Adams on the letter because my first name is Aaron. But I go by Elise. I live in a place called Blue Ridge. My boyfriend lives in Richardson. I am about 2 hours from my house and an hour and a half from his house. Why does she care about how far away you are from my house? Why does she care about how far you're away from your boyfriend's house? Anyway, I'll stay out of it.
It's a girl thing.
Yeah.
See, now the other girl knows that she has a boyfriend. They've already started this war of ego.
Yeah.
Already it begins.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Now, as I've expressed to Elise, my main worry about her getting... I'm not worried about her going there and finding some guy. I know that I'm already the guy. More than the guy.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I know this.
That's good.
What I'm worried about is the fact that she's going to call me no less than 10 times a day and bitch at me about how terrible everyone is. This is my main concern.
Oh, man. It's not the date rape. The date rape would be what concerned me the most.
At least won't go to any parties.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I can see. That's true.
Yeah. She'll be at home playing World of Warcraft, moping, mm-hmm. you know, because she misses me, not having any fun. Yeah, her best friend is going with her. They didn't end up being roommates.
That sucks.
Her best friend procrastinated. But I think it'll be interesting. It's going to make a lot of good show topics, for sure.
I think it's probably better that she's not your roommate, to be honest. I like looking up your shorts.
That's what I'm trying to close.
When they're hanging them. There.
So I'm trying when to close.
Yeah, thanks.
Just don't look in them.
I can't not. They fall open, and somehow in my eyes, it just...
All right.
They just... Good. I don't know what happens, but it does.
God.
It's best that you didn't get your best friend as your roommate, especially with two other girls.
You think?
That's... Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, you know. So it's
like
cool.
like Survivor in a door.
So...
Everyone hates each
all
other.
All I'm trying to say, you know, this whole Elise thing, her going to college, is really that pirates, in the end up being cooler than ninjas.
Yeah. That was our underlining point.
In case the listeners out there didn't get that, pirates are cooler.
Yeah.
So saith the Squizzy. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's the end of it.
Amen.
On to our next topic, I want to talk about this new internet radio show. Now, there's a lot of internet radio shows, but there's only one good one, and that's the Squizzy Show.
Mm-hmm. But there are varying degrees of suck.
Right, there are varying degrees of suck. Now, what comes of an internet radio show spawned from the Squizzy Show? Actually, based around the Squizzy Show entirely. Almost.
We have a very promising outlook here.
And that brings us to Random Radio. Mm-hmm. Random Radio was... made by two of our fans. Mm. Snooty Waiter and Fried Fry.
Right.
Are their aliases. One of them's named Will.
Will and Alex.
Will and Alex. And they are Canadian.
Uh-huh.
See, when I was listening, they did a Squizzy ripoff show before they started their radio show. I was listening to this, they sounded all right and cool. You know, I mean, they're pretty funny. Mm. They're like younger, less... experienced versions of us.
I can see that.
And then they said they're Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got the same feeling.
To me...
I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that a Canadian can truly be cool.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they don't want to talk racist on their show. Which is their prerogative. You mm-hmm. know, they're not actually trying to be the Squizzy Show. They're trying to do their own thing. This and that. But I sent them an email. I told them that since they were kind of our fans, mm-hmm. almost proteges, that Squizzy will be here to praise them or make them want to die. So we will.
Okay.
They say a boot a lot. Every time they say about, they say a boot. A boot. It's very Canadian. But they make funny jokes. Snooty Waiter, by far, is the dominant one in the show. He talks constantly, the other guy laughs.
Which is good. He should be the dominant one.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Fried Fry... I don't. He sounds too much like UT Crazy for me. He sounds too much like him. There's too many similarities.
I would almost not want to insult
somebody. Not UT Crazy. I'm sorry. I meant... T Primax.
Oh God!
Because he has the same. I don't know what it is. It's
he doesn't
not,
sound like T Primax.
It's not
me.
A
he
lisp.
He doesn't sound as stupid.
Okay, all right, but not his content.
It's his accent.
It's an accent, and I can't.
It's Canadian.
I can't stand it.
Right. They would have. Random Radio would be better to me and Gene if we hadn't already for so long. you know, known about Nextbox, partially listened to some episodes, skipped through episodes, and just, we're very disappointed. We don't like Canadians, all right? We didn't like Canadians before. We liked them much less after Nextbox. And, you know, I like these guys. I like Snooty Waiter. I like Fried Fry. They're funny. They're witty. And they're Squizzy fans. They're huge Squizzy fans. Now, what I want to talk about is how they are so like me and you.
Okay.
Fried Fry's a little more quiet.
Uh-huh.
But the things they say, the way they phrase things, the things they almost do and talk about are very similar to me and you.
Okay. Now here's the question, though. Is that intentional, or have we reprogrammed their minds?
In my opinion, I've been listening carefully, and it seems like they say these things as if they are saying them on an everyday basis, but they're things that they've learned.
Okay.
It's just like when you learn a fad, when you start saying something because everyone's saying it.
The bomb.
Right. The bomb.
Yeah. The bomb.
You know people are saying it because other people are saying it. These guys have, Snooty Waiter in particular, has listened to Squizzy so much that he has been reprogrammed.
Okay.
To sound and act like us.
Good.
Yeah. And they're younger than us. They're like in 10th grade.
I don't know. It seems like
think
it was
they've
a
said
ninth,
their age, have
it was
they?
A ninth, 10th grade scenario.
Cool.
Lisa has finished.
Did you say anything mean to her? Did you, like, tell her about how mean of a person you were and how you don't like people and how she really doesn't have a chance to ever make
Why
you even
you
like
Why didn't you link her to the show? Is the real question.
Pesh, bliggity blah. Texas women's. Freaked out. See, okay, I've been to a college, Harding, which was too Christian for me, and going to church and chapel every day with people who couldn't sing got to me. Then I went to Texas Women's University. Too many girls who didn't actually swing the right way freaked me out.
Wait a minute.
You're going to scare this girl.
At your Texas Women's University, which is a Christian.
Not
right?
Really.
No. Which is
it's,
Harding.
It's
Harding.
Lesbian.
Harding
is
the
Christian.
Okay.
Texas Women's University
is the lesbian. Okay, all right. Now they made you go to chapel every day.
It was a required thing. You didn't get a credit for it, and every semester, as part of your credits, you had to take a Bible course.
Now I knew that you usually at these places you have to double major in Bible and also.
You had to go to chapel every morning and Bible every morning.
Now how do they know you're going?
They have attendance of sorts.
Yeah, they have a person come by and check your name.
They have different...
Oh.
Next to the seat number.
Yeah, so you sit in a seat number, and your name is next to a seat number, and you miss 10 times, and you don't get... Then they hold your grade.
That's
insane.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. If I were there...
I wanted to go so bad. Yeah, she actually, on multiple occasions, got told by people that she was going to hell because she wasn't baptized.
You're not going to go to hell. You're going to purgatory.
See, and these are the kind of Christians that get to me, is the people that judge.
Right.
I consider myself, you know, a Christian, and, you know, because of my beliefs, but I don't judge anyone. Not at all. I can't. I'm too bad of a person.
Oh man, I'm there. I mean, there with you. The only people that I feel that I can judge is
Muslims.
No, gay people.
Homos?
Because
I can certainly judge Muslims.
Only the worst type of person would put his penis in another man's ass. Only the worst type of person could do that.
We'll see. The thing is, we'll see what Random Radio's response is to this. You know, in my opinion, Canada is completely liberal. They've even bashed Bush, which makes me angry because I mean, obviously you can bash Bush, but being Canadian and bashing Bush makes you just that much more Canadian. Mm-hmm. And to me, that shows how ignorant Canadians are, because these kids who really don't know anything about politics,
right,
are being raised to hate American leaders.
Well,
they're all liberal.
It's not that they're being raised that way. It's just trendy to be that way right now. It's trendy to think outside the box to.
It's really inside the box though, because all the media says to do is bash and everything. That's not outside the box.
It is outside the box in the sense that you're rebelling from a leader or a fascist government. You know, so you're
right.
So it's, you know, it's popular.
Yeah, it is.
So definitely.
And, you know, I can't blame them. You know, if I was younger and I lived in an environment where everyone told me something was bad or something was good, then, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I would believe. So this is all Canadians are taught. And they're taught, you know, to think certain ways about Americans. Americans aren't taught to think any way about anyone. Americans are taught to be open-minded about everyone. Everyone else in the world is taught to hate Americans. This is what gets me. Americans aren't allowed to hate anybody. We have to equally love everyone.
Tolerate.
Now, what I liked about this episode of South Park that we watched,
okay,
where they were talking about the American government and everything, is how the conclusion was the American government is a type of government that can make its own decisions to go to war.
Uh-huh.
But the American people can act like they don't like war to make America seem like something that it isn't.
Okay.
So the American government can do whatever it wants, but at the same time, the American people don't like what the government's doing, so it makes America seem a little bit better.
Right. It's
saying one thing and doing another.
It's a funny idea. Yeah. It's a funny idea. But, you know.
And this is what other people think, in my opinion. It smells like a sardine can. No. They're cooking fish in the kitchen, and my room smells like the inside of a can of sardines. You know, have you ever noticed that? Presidents always go gray in office. I mean, like, to me that says something. To me that says that they're under so much stress all the time that they literally go gray.
No. Their hair or their face?
Their hair. Well, they age so much faster than a normal person.
Okay. Bush has already been in office 4 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So, they're old, man. They go in when they're old.
Bush isn't that old.
When they're salt and pepper in his 40s. Issue. Bush is not in his 40s.
Is he? Is.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's really young.
Yeah.
That's really young. I'm impressed.
But the thing is, I've noticed that presidents are always gray at the end. Like, you don't go gray that quickly. Like, people I've known in my family are slowly turning gray. It's over a long period of time. But, like, Clinton was always gray from the time he was born. Yeah, and he became even white when he was in office.
But he served two terms.
Regular George Bush. He was old to begin with, mm-hmm. And then he turned gray while in office. Ronald Reagan.
Well, maybe it's maybe they were more gray than they let on to. In the beginning, and they use.
In my opinion, it's the stress that turns them gray. Like, stress will actually make your hair turn gray.
Well, the
And it'll make your penis grow longer.
Huh. You wanna move to North Korea? Get stress, right?
Plenty of stress hiding in a cardboard box while getting shot at. Yes, grow.
We could go to like Iran or whatever, Egypt. Mm. And we'll be like those right-wing Christian political activists who stand on the corners.
Oh, God.
We'll
and for the sole purpose of getting larger.
We'll grow a foot a day. Foot a day in that environment. Just every time someone walks by, just be like, Jesus loves you, but you're going to hell, son.
Bush rocks! America rules!
Support the war!
Run. Run so fast while the penis is growing. Tripping over the long, elongated phallus. Which in turn would become our weapon of destruction. Or WMD.
Repent, son! Smack him across the street with our freak penis.
Gargantuan mastodonic penises. Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
It's a plan. Let's do it. I don't know what else we want to talk about. I got a new job. Yeah, we talked about it in episode 4.
Briefly mentioned it.
At CompUSA.
Okay,
alright. In CompUSA instead of GameStop. It's a job. It's cool because I'm really not taking it that seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing well because it's my intention to do well. But at the same time, I don't... Like, I'm not going to do anything to... Like I would do at GameStop. Like, bend over and mm-hmm. take it up the butt just because I want somebody to think about me a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Like, yesterday when I was working, I was scheduled till 10.
Yeah.
And we have some big vice president coming in today, so they wanted us to stay late. And I was just walked up to the guy. I was like, hey, man, if you want us to stay late, you need to schedule me late. I can't, you know, I have plans. I have stuff to do. And then he was like, well, you know, we could really use your help, this and that. And this is something, you normally don't say that. Normally they're like, you're staying late. And you're like, yes, I will.
Okay.
Need to keep my job, you know.
That's normal.
And I was fully ready, if it got too late, you know, I ended up leaving at like 11, well, 10:40. If it got to 11, they still wanted me to stay there, I was just going to walk out, whether they fired me or not.
Okay. So you have this attitude now.
Yeah, because a job like that is easy to find.
Right.
I mean, I could easily get just a mediocre job like that. Yeah, I do make commission. I make $8.25 an hour now, which is nothing compared to what I used to make. Mm-hmm. Well, but I do make a lot of commission, which is good because I'm such an awesome salesman.
Right.
I ended up averaging the other day like $12 an hour.
So there's
the stuff I was making.
There's incentive to do well, but at the same time.
But what's cool about it is, at GameStop, at least with my district manager, you were forced to do well. He was like, you're going to do well or you are going to be fired. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a very high-stress environment. Here, they're like, hey, we need you to do this. Bye.
Right.
You know, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, the only time I've ever felt pressured to really start selling the things they want us to sell was yesterday. The normal managers weren't there. It was an assistant manager. And I was selling a computer to a guy, and he came up and he was like, hey, we really need this guy, you know, to get the warranty, the, you know, replacement plan on this. Can you know, please get the replacement plan on it, because we suck today. You know, I did. But it's a good job.
Okay.
I like it, except for I'm not used to not having anywhere to lean. And if you look at the back of my heel...
Ooh, no good.
And the back of this heel, it's... Well, once was a giant blister. All the skin is peeled off. Now it's becoming more of a callus.
Because
I don't have anywhere to lean. At GameStop, I was always leaning on the counter. Here, I'm on my feet the whole time. So it owned me the first week. I came home after the second day of working, and the entire back half of my foot peeled off.
Good. That's what I want to see, to be honest. No, yeah, it's
Yeah, and I get everything at cost, which is amazing.
It's good.
There's the CompUSA brand optical mouse, mm-hmm. Which is normally $19.99. I get for 67 cents.
That disgusts me.
I really want to go and buy a mouse for no reason with $1. And there's like these cooling things we sell for laptops, like base stand that have fans on them. They're $30. I got it for 10.
Good. Good.
Anyway, so if anything interesting starts, I'm almost wanting to make interesting stuff start happening at this job for the show.
Ah, you take that. Just wait till I go to school. That sacrifice. Your next show won't even be till maybe
2 weeks. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
So, Elise is moving off to dorm.
To Tyler.
UT Tyler.
An hour and a half away.
She's getting an apartment, not a dorm.
It's a college apartment. It's not a dorm. They're separate from the college, but they're close to the college, so they kind of have...
They're on the
more rules than a normal apartment would. You can't have a fish.
You can't have stuff like that, but it's...
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
And
three girls that I don't know are going to be moving in there. One of them, who just is a small town girl, Christian.
All right.
That was all of mine.
And, okay. Isaiah's school future is still uncertain to me.
I was supposed to go today.
You were, goddamn you.
You didn't remind me. I didn't think about it till just now.
And, Yeah, I'm going full time next semester.
Three classes in full time.
I'm going four classes.
Four classes.
Yeah, that's full time.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck yourself.
You'll pass a maximum of two.
I did it the very first day.
I think Gene's going to be.
I will make you a bet today that I get all A's.
In every class.
In every class.
I'll make you a bet.
No, the same basics I have. Everyone has to take the same classes.
I will make you a bet that you won't get all A's right now on the show.
I'll make you the bet right now.
If you get all A's
uh-huh.
in every one of your classes, I will run naked around my entire block.
Okay. And if I get not A's, uh-huh. if I do not meet my goal of all A-ature...
Mm-hmm.
Then I will.
No.
No. Hmm. I don't know what I will do.
I'll tell you what you'll do.
All right. What will I do?
You will. Go to the movies with me. To a movie.
Okay.
And you will stand in front of the movie theater and pull down your pants. People don't have to see your penis.
Okay.
And you will moon the audience for 5 seconds, and then we'll run out of the exit door on the side.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. It's a deal.
It's a deal.
Prepare to have your butt shown to 1,000 people.
Oh, man. I'm gonna die.
You won't get all A's. You know that it's destined to not happen.
I'll get all A's.
He passed one class.
I passed two classes.
No, you didn't.
I dropped one. I had a 3.5. I got an A and a B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's not all A's.
Yeah, well, I wasn't making the bet.
Without trying.
I wasn't making the bet then.
Well,
We should wrap it up.
Yeah, we should definitely wrap it up. I wanted to briefly hit on the sickness Gene's had.
Okay.
I think we at least owe our listeners a reason that we haven't done a show. One reason is we did do a show and it sucked, and we didn't release it until recently. Second reason is Gene's unhealthiness has finally caught up to him.
I was sick for 3 or 4 days, everyone made a big deal about it. I feel better now, so I really don't see what the point of
Gene
of all
here's
of
what
was.
Gene was doing for
okay.
4 days was it the meat?
It's 2 days with the meat.
2 days.
Two or three
with
days
the
with the meat. But this doesn't even apply because it was weeks before.
Okay. Well, I'm confused because Adam
is
made
wrong.
It seem that you were
okay.
Here's
well,
what,
let, let's say what Adam said.
Okay, what Adam said is that Gene has... First of all, Gene is unhealthy. He eats unhealthy. His dad doesn't keep good food stocked. His dad doesn't keep fruits, vegetables, breads, meats in stock at all times. No, why? We're wrapping it up right now. This is my dad. He opened the door and said, "You're not pooping in a urinal, are you?"
It's good.
Yeah. So Gene never has anything good to eat. Every time I go to his house, there's bags of Wendy's and TV dinners all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
Extremely unhealthy.
That's true.
But he's even more unhealthy for apparently a couple days. Adam made it seem like every day for the past month. What he was doing was, the only thing he has to eat in his house is meat.
It was ground beef
frozen. He would take a thing of ground beef, frozen ground beef, microwave it to the point where he could take off some chunks of ground beef, take off the chunks that he wanted, fry them, freeze the remaining ground beef that he had already thawed once.
Which apparently is bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then just eat meat. Just meat by itself.
No. That's sort of true, half true. There was a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I guess, I was on a very meaty diet for a long time.
Gene doesn't need a diet. Gene's the skinniest person on the planet.
Not an intentional diet. A diet of there wasn't a lot to eat in the house, so I ate a lot of meat.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling a story. We had two packs of like 3 pounds of ground beef, right?
Yeah.
Whatever, and then we had some steaks.
Uh-huh.
And over the course of a few days, I made hamburgers. I wasn't just eating ground beef. I was eating hamburgers, hot dogs.
With bread?
And steak. With bread.
And lettuce?
And ketchup and pickles.
Okay.
But no lettuce.
Okay.
And I did that for several days.
Okay.
That was 2 weeks before I started feeling sick.
Okay, but it wasn't just meat by itself.
No. It wasn't. It was not like I was eating simply meat right out of the pan. I was indeed fixing
a burger. Okay.
So I had burgers very consistently.
Okay.
And I had steak, which I also fried.
Okay.
So I had fried steak.
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. Answer it. So answer it. Tell them I'm doing a show.
Okay. And to go beyond that, Adam is the sickest one of anyone here.
He was
doubling over in pain.
That's true.
For 2 weeks.
That's
Who
true.
Is he to criticize? That's what I think. Lisa's leaving now. Okay. So, recently, really, my diet's been a lot better. I've been eating, basically, when I, for instance,
TV dinners.
When I woke up today,
uh-huh.
I had a bowl of mini wheats,
uh-huh.
some grapes, and a banana. That's a pretty good, breakfasts go.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, typically throughout the day, I'll eat grapes, a lot of grapes. I've been pouring through grapes.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, is...
What did you eat yesterday? Yesterday at around 6 p.m., I called him, and all he had eaten was grapes yesterday.
Yesterday, I had grapes, banana... Jeez, what else? Oh, a good call on the hamburger helper. I had a pack of that.
Oh, okay, good.
And then I went to bed with a salad.
A salad? Huh.
Yes. I literally, people think, why are you eating that? You don't have to do that. Or why are you eating that? That's so unhealthy. I don't think about it. If I see something that I want to eat, I put it in my mouth, and that's the end of it. That's really the end.
All right.
It matters not
okay.
to me.
Well, to me, from what Adam was saying, is that you had been eating nothing, like you were some kind of cult or like some kind of terrible thing. He was making it seem that you were frying chunks of meat and eating them just by themselves.
No.
All day.
No.
Because you were purposely trying to kill yourself. And honestly, he said to me, he said, dude, I think Gene's really trying to kill himself. In a very honest way.
No, it wasn't in any way like that at all. It, in fact, was that there was little to eat in the house and we had a lot of meat, so
I... You make a good point about Adam.
I thought it was interesting, because at first I was like, why are you even bringing this up? First of all, how did you even know about my meat diet? And then you mentioned that Adam had said it, and I just couldn't understand how Adam could be one to criticize anyone at all for eating habits.
Adam is concerned about his weight or his health, and he still, for some reason, thinks that he's fat. He's not really fat to me.
He's not fat.
He's not. And he tried the Atkins, which is very unhealthy, but he wanted to lose weight. And that didn't work for him, so he did this body cleansing thing.
This is what Adam told me briefly, was because he did the Atkins when he was living with you.
We didn't do the Atkins. We did the Atkins for one day.
Exactly. And he didn't want to do it by himself. He said it was too much of a hassle for two people living together to be on a different diet. And there's some legitimacy to that.
As the legitimacy, there's nothing legitimate about it. It's just that Adam doesn't have the willpower to do something like that.
Okay.
I didn't want to. You know, I am perfectly fine with my weight. You know, I may be a little chunky.
Okay.
Or fat. Hideously obese.
You took my line. I was waiting for you to stop to say hideously obese, but you took it, so.
But I didn't want to go on the diet, so he did that. And then Adam's weird. His brother's very into, like, Tony Robbins, like,
yeah, I know
self, making himself, like, a better person through, you just hung up on him. Through, like, eating right and motivating yourself to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So he did this green drink thing, which to me is a giant gimmick, but he will
do
everything in the world to convince me otherwise. That Tony Robbins isn't just trying to sell something, that he is legitimately worried about my health.
No.
So he drinks this green drink, which clears toxins out of his body. Well, what happens when you drink a bunch of green drink for several days in a row is you double over in pain and have shitting diarrhea and horrible stomach pains, almost cancer-like stomach pains, for about a week. And then supposedly you're a better person.
No, I don't see how in any way that could make you a better person. But it reminds me of the gang initiations. You know, you go through a hell.
Yeah.
And then now you're in a club. That's great. You can go to that fitness juice bar.
He got insanely sick. He didn't ever went to the doctor, but he said in the most pain that he's ever been in, but he was rationalizing it, saying, "Man, if I got this sick from clearing my toxins out, I must be full of toxin."
And man, I don't know about the scientific backing of this toxin theory.
If you were talking to Adam, then it would be very scientifically backed. Tony Robbins, man. Tony Robbins. Okay.
Wow. You guys should go Google Tony Robbins right now, by the way.
I mean, he does make good points and everything. And yeah, green drink. To me, my body filters the toxins. That's why I have a liver. everything I eat turns into poop. Poop and urine. And, you know, my grandparents and my great-grandparents my grandparents are all still alive. My only great-grandma died when she was, like, 91 years old. My great-great-grandma died when she was 103, and they never drank green drink. Yeah. Not once. And there's plenty of old people in this world, perfectly healthy old people, mind you, that don't drink green drink.
I always wondered about those people. How are they living healthy, active lives?
Oman Opa? My Oman Opa. They're the healthiest old people I know. They're in their mid-70s, and a lot of people in their mid-70s are out of their minds shitting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them have ever had a heart attack or a stroke. What it is, they take vitamins every day.
It's a vitamin. Adam would say that your body doesn't digest most of the vitamins, so
it's worthless.
They're worthless.
They've taken vitamins every day since I've known them.
It's a placebo. It's all placebo. This
vitamins
green drink,
are fake.
This green drink nonsense. Drink. It's this whole revolution in taking care of your body. It's placebo.
Nutritionists have always been insane, and they make crap loads of money doing it.
I agree.
It's all based on... Anyway, vitamins. They take vitamins every day, and you know what they eat for breakfast every morning? Fucking McDonald's. They eat McDonald's every morning. You know what they eat? They eat, like, giant meals. My grandma cooks meals, healthy meals, and then they eat at Burger King. Mm-hmm. And crap. They eat, like, fast food constantly. But, they walk, they're active, mm-hmm. and they take vitamins every day. And both of them are fine. Mm-hmm. And they're in their mid-70s. How many people in their mid-70s are fine? Not many. And they go to bed at, like, not 9. They normally go to bed around 11 or 12.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, 11 or 12, and they wake up at 5 or 6 a.m.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah, well, when you get older, you don't need as much sleep, supposedly.
Because you're getting ready to
die. They take naps during the day.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's a classic sign.
The whole thing is, green drink is BS. Mm-hmm. I don't care what Adam tells me. And vitamins are good.
You know, I think it's interesting that Adam was healthiest when he was working out. Mm-hmm. When he was doing his Thai boxing. That's when he had the most muscle. Because he was the most active then. I mean, he just needs to get into a routine where he does that.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to preach to us about his new religion. It is a religion.
Yeah, nutritionism to a lot of people is a religion. And they make so much money. When you go to these nutritionist places, everything's like $1 billion. I mean, it's like a thing of milk is like $12. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that milk made out of beans.
It's gross.
God wants me to drink milk made out of cow. From the cow's teat.
Made out of cow. Cow.
Yeah. Ground, like.
Ground milk.
Ground it's, milk.
That's what chocolate milk is.
Ground milk.
I'm telling my son.
Anyway, that. I'm talking about this.
Yeah, me too.
I think we should wrap it up. We will go. We will make more episodes, mm-hmm. Soon, and we hope you guys listen to them and like them.
All right,
like you always do.
This is Gene for Squizzy, episode 24.
And this is Izzy saying Spidoinkle.
Spidoinkle, guys.